Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Estate and transition planning often focuses on what happens to the farm at the death of a key person. Extension Ag Economist Jessica Grosskopf says, a good plan should also include contingencies for disabilities, which can get a little tricky.
I think a lot of times when we think about estate and transition planning, it really revolves around death. But there are other moments that may force an operation to change management. And one of those moments could be the possible disability of a family member. So I think it's really important that as we look at our farm and our ranch operation, that we have these contingency plans, especially for disability. So I think one of the biggest challenges when we think about disability is not knowing how long that may last. So as we think about labor in particular, I think there's short-term plans and there are long-term plans. So if you're hospitalized for whatever reason, you know, in the meantime, you know, who's going to be feeding cattle? Who's going to be running the tractor? Who's going to be irrigating those fields? Those kind of short-term ideas are something that just need to be handled. I think a good contingency plan here is that we've cross-trained family members in those kinds of operations. So, you know, how do we go about doing these specific day-to-day tasks that need to be handled? That works in the short term. In the longer term, we need to start talking about management. And there's a few more things we need to do when it comes to financial decisions, but even just day-to-day management of what are the rations, what bills need to be paid, how are we going to make production decisions without this person here? And so that's something that I think is really important as we talk about the labor, is both a short-term plan and a long-term plan and well cross-trained family members and employees. So an emergency plan is a key part of any personal financial management plan. Most financial advisors recommend that folks have between 3 and 6 months of expenses available in a liquid account. Typically, they recommend that that's in some sort of easily accessible account like a high-yield savings account. How do we decide whether we need 3 months or 6 months? And that really depends on your situation. If you are the primary breadwinner and you were to lose your job, you're probably going to need closer to that 6 month range. If you have a dual income household, we might be looking at closer to that 3 month range. Now, for farmers and ranchers, I might argue that we could see a larger emergency fund that's built up. But again, the industry standard is between 3 and 6 months, again, depending on whether you have a single source of income or a dual source of income. And, you know, it's really important that, again, we put those dollars in somewhere that's really accessible. We're not going to put that into an investment account or something like that. Again, probably a high yield savings account is the most commonly recommended type of account we keep those funds in. So when we talk about farm estate and transition planning, we're always talking about working with a team. And again, you need not only an attorney, but also a tax accountant, potentially a banker, an insurance agent, a financial advisor, who are all working together to make sure that from every facet of this plan that it truly works and that it doesn't just work for death, it also works for other things like disability.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.